songs from our past often represent simpler times, times when we felt safe, when we felt happy. Welcome to Mindset Reinvented. Join me weekly as we unlock strategies to elevate every aspect of your life through the power of mindset. I'm Jack Trauma. For 25 years, I've guided individuals from all walks of life through personal and professional transformations, helping them push past limiting beliefs to unlock their potential. Today, we're diving into the incredible power of nostalgic music to boost our mood and well-being. We'll explore the science behind musical memories, how old tunes can instantly lift our spirits, and why your personal soundtrack matters more than you think. If you enjoy the show, subscribe so that you never miss an episode. This is Mindset Reinvented. Hey there, music lovers. I'm Jack Trauma, and today we're going to dive into something that I bet you've experienced, but maybe never really thought about. And that is how listening to music from the past can actually boost our mood faster than you can say, hit play. You know that feeling when an old favorite song comes on and you suddenly are grinning from ear to ear? Or when you're having a really rough day and that one tune from high school turns everything around? Well, it turns out that there's some real science behind why that happens. So grab your headphones and let's take a trip down memory lane. And of course, with a little bit of help from some recent research. First off, let me drop this little nugget on you. Music is the soundtrack of your life. And Dick Clark actually said that, and he was onto something back then. Think about it. Every phase of your life probably has a playlist, right? The songs you blasted in your first car, the slow dance at the prom, that one album you played on repeat during your first breakup. They're just not songs. They're time machines. I think about this all the time. I was looking through a box I packed away and found these old CDs that I once had, and I popped one into my dusty CD player. Yes, I still have one. And suddenly I was transported back to my college days. And it was like I could smell the cheap pizza and the feel of excitement of those late night study sessions. And you know what? Even though I was knee deep in dusty old junk, I couldn't stop smiling. I started to move. That's the power of music, folks. Now, here's the real cool part. Scientists have been poking around in our brains, and they're trying to figure out why these musical blasts from the past pack such an emotional punch. And let me tell you, what they found is actually quite mind-blowing. First up is mood enhancement. So it's like your favorite oldies station is actually a happiness dispenser. If you're feeling down and you put on that song that reminds you of the best summer ever, boom, it's an instant mood lift. And it's not just in your head. Well, it kind of is, but you know what I mean. Your brain actually releases dopamine, that feel-good chemical, when you listen to music that you absolutely love. It's amazing. It really is. So let's break this down just a little bit. When you hear a song that's meaningful to you, your brain goes into overdrive. It's not just the auditory cortex that lights up. It's like a full-on neural disco in there. The hippocampus, which is critical for memory, starts firing away, pulling up all those associated memories. Meanwhile, in our emotional center of our brains, that gets in on the action too, and it adds that emotional oomph to all those memories. But here's where it gets really interesting. The brain's pleasure center, it starts pumping out dopamine. And this is the same area that lights up when we eat really good food or we do some other pleasurable things. So in a real sense, your favorite old tunes are like a drug, perfectly legal, wonderfully mood-enhancing drug. But it's not just about feeling good. this nostalgic music thing is like a Swiss Army knife for your emotions. If you're feeling stressed, those old tunes can help with that. And in this crazy, always turned on world that we're living in, having a tool to dial things down, the anxiety, is pretty darn valuable. Especially around the areas of stress reduction. That's a place that can really benefit. Now, you might be wondering, how does this stress-busting thing really work? Well, it's pretty fascinating. So when we're stressed, our bodies go into this fight or flight syndrome. Our heart rate goes up, our muscles begin to tense. Cortisol, and that's the stress hormone that starts flooding our system. And here's where music comes in, kind of like a superhero. It's familiar. It's enjoyable. The music can actually counteract this stress response, and it could lower heart rate, it could reduce cortisol levels, and it can even decrease blood pressure. It's like your body hears those familiar notes and says, oh, I remember this, we're safe here. And just like that, you start to relax. And it's not just any music, it's the nostalgia factor that plays a big role. Songs from our past often represent simpler times, times when we felt safe, when we felt happy. So when we hear them, it's like our brain gets a little reminder, hey, remember when things were okay? They can be okay again. We're going to go a little deep for a second. Have you ever noticed how some songs just mean more to you than others? Like, it's just because from our past, we have this superpower of connecting to situations and memories just like it used to be. So every song is this piece of personal history that we carry around with us. And get this, when you listen to these nostalgic tracks, it's not just about remembering the good old days. It actually helps you feel more like you. And scientists call this self-continuity. I call it remembering you're still that awesome person who you knew, and all those words to those songs. You remember you had memory, like laser-focused memory back then. So let's unpack this self-continuity thing a bit. I find it fascinating. We all change over time, right? Sometimes it can feel like the person that you were in high school or in college is a completely different person from who you are now. And in some ways, that's true. But here's where nostalgic music comes in, because it's magic. When you listen to a song from your past, it's like creating a bridge between your past self and your present self. You're not just remembering events. You are remembering how you felt, what you believed, what was important to you. And even if those things have changed, the music helps you recognize that there's a continuous thread, a through line running through your life. And this is incredibly powerful for our mental health. It gives us a sense of stability, a feeling that even as this world changes, and it's changing at rapid speed, there's something fundamental in us that remains. It's like having this anchor in a stormy sea. But wait, there's more. Because nostalgic music just doesn't connect you to your past self, it could also make you feel more connected to others right now. Even if you're alone in your room and you're belting out that classic ballad, you're tapping into shared experiences and memories. And it's like a reminder that you're part of something bigger. Makes me think, it really does. Because if we think about how many times you have bonded with someone over a shared love of a particular band or a song, music has an incredible power to bring people together. Nostalgic music often represents shared cultural experiences. That summer hit everyone was dancing to at parties, the anthem of your generation, the theme song of that TV show that everyone was watching. When you listen to those songs, you're not just connecting to your own memories, but to a collective memory. The sense of connection can be incredibly comforting, especially when we might feel a little isolated. And it's a reminder that you're part of a larger story, that your experiences and your memories are shared by others. And in a world where loneliness is becoming increasingly common, that's no small thing. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking, and it's okay. What if my music has memories that aren't all sunshine and rainbows? And that's a fair point. I think we all have songs that remind us of some of the tougher times in our lives. But here's the thing. Even those can have a positive effect on us. You see, nostalgia isn't just about reliving the happy times. It's about recognizing just how far we've come. It's like your own personal Rocky montage, reminding you of all the obstacles that you've overcome. Friends, it's about growth. And let me share an example of growth, because there's this one song that always reminds me of my friend who really went through a tough breakup back in the day. And for a long time, he couldn't listen to it without feeling down. But you know what? Now when he hears it, he feels proud. He's proud of how he got through it, that tough time. He's grown a lot since then. And that's the beauty of nostalgic music. It doesn't just capture the moment in time. It shows us our own journey. Those songs that remind us of tough times, they're like signposts showing how far we've really come. And there's something incredibly empowering about that, if you really think about it. Plus, research shows that this kind of bittersweet nostalgia can actually increase our resilience. It reminds us that we have faced challenges before and we've come out the other side. And even if it did it once, it can do it again. And let's be real, the last couple of years haven't exactly been a cakewalk for a lot of us. But you want to know something? Researchers have found that during all this craziness of the pandemic, people were turning to nostalgic music as a way to cope. It was like this musical security blanket, helping people feel less lonely and more connected when we couldn't be together in person. I remember I did it all the time, had earbuds in my ear all the time. Especially during those lockdowns, the streams of nostalgic playlists skyrocketed. People were reaching for the familiar, for the comforting, in a time of unprecedented uncertainty. And it makes sense, right? When the world feels chaotic, we naturally seek out things that make us feel grounded. Music is no different. And it wasn't about just escaping the present. Nostalgic music was helping people in very real, tangible ways. It's reducing anxiety, improving mood, and even helping with sleep problems. These are the many things that people were experiencing due to the stress that they were having in their lives. And more than that, it was helping people feel connected at a time when physical connection wasn't possible. Families separated by lockdowns were sharing playlists. Friends were having virtual dance parties to their favorite old tunes. Music became a way to reach out and touch someone when we couldn't do it physically. Now, before you go out digging all your old tunes, there's something important to remember. The power of nostalgic music isn't one size fits all. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. It's really all about your personal soundtrack. Maybe for you, it's the punk rock anthems of your rebel phase. Or maybe it's the pop hits and your best friend sang and you sang together over every sleepover. Or maybe it's the theme song from that TV show that you used to watch with your grandmother. Whatever it is, it's yours. And that's what makes it so special. The beauty of music, guys, is its diversity. Your nostalgic playlist is like a fingerprint, totally unique to you. It is shaped by your experiences, your culture, and your relationships. And here's something really cool. The emotional impact of a song can actually change over time. A song that's meant one thing to you in high school might take on a completely different significance right now. And that's because every time you listen to it, you're adding new layers of meaning, new associations. And this is why creating your own nostalgic playlist can be such a powerful exercise. It's not just about collecting songs that you like. It's about curating your own emotional toolkit. You're essentially creating a personalized, mood-lifting, stress-busting, memory-lane-strolling machine. So here's my challenge to you. After this podcast, take a little time to create a nostalgic playlist. Fill it in with songs that mean something to you deeply, that remind you of those important moments and people in your life. And the next time you're feeling down or stressed, give it a listen. You might be surprised at how just quickly it can turn your day completely around. As we wrap up, I want to leave you with this thought. That music isn't just entertainment. It's not just something to fill the silence or to dance to, although it's great to do those things too. But it is a very powerful tool for your emotional well-being. It's a way to connect with ourselves. It's a way to connect with others and also the world around us, especially in a world that often feels like it's moving way too fast. We're always being pushed to look forward. And nostalgic music gives us permission to look back, not to live in the past, but to appreciate where we've been and how it has shaped who we are today. So the next time someone tells you to stop living in the past, you can tell them that you're not, that you're using the past to make your present better. And you've got science to back you up, and me. Every time you press play on that old favorite song, you're not just listening to music, you're taking on a journey through your own personal history. You're boosting your mood, you're reducing your stress, and maybe making yourself a little more resilient in the process. So go ahead, dust off those old albums, create that nostalgic playlist, and let the music work its magic. Your brain, your mood will thank you. So guys, as always, thank you for tuning in. Until next time, keep those old tunes playing and those good vibes flowing. This is Jack Trauma signing off.